We all face things in life that are too big for us to defeat in our own strength.
我们在我们的生活中常常会碰到一些很巨大的问题或者困难，是靠着我们的能力没有办法解决的。
In spite of our insisting on how strong and smart we are, there are many things in the world more powerful than we are.
不管无论是我们觉得我们是多么的有力量，多么能够坚持不懈来克服我们的困难，但是呢，实际上世界上所发生的很多的事情是我们无能为力的。
There are so many difficult things going on all around the world that are very frightening.
就像今天发生在我们周围的很多的事情，有些是很可怕的。
There's persecution against Christians that's happening today in the Middle East.
比如在中东，在今天呢，就有这个对基督徒的这种迫害和屠杀的现象发生。
The Ebola virus in Africa has taken more than 1,000 lives already.
还有呢，这些现在在流行的病毒在非洲已经杀死了好多的人，已经使得很多人感染，以至于死了。
Syria, Gaza, Egypt, Libya, Iraq, and Ukraine are all in war.
那我们看到今天世界上的很多的地方，比如说在这个以色列的加沙，在以利西利亚，还有呢，在甚至在这个俄罗斯跟乌克兰这个地方，都是有战争在进行。
And all of that doesn't include your problems and my problems.
那这些呢？ 好像还没有包括我们每天所要所会面临的问题。
School starts in just a few days.
Excuse me.
School starts in just a few days.
这学校再过几天就要开学了。
That's a terrible problem for some of us.
这样子对年轻人来讲，这可能也是一个很可怕的问题。
We have economic trouble. We have health problems.
我们呢有经济上的问题，我们有这个健康，就身体。
Taxes are getting higher and incomes are getting lower.
那这个现在政府对我们的征税越来越多，可是我们的收入呢越来越少。
So the question is, how can you and I win these battles?
所以呢，我们所面临的问题呢，总归结起来就是我们要如何能够来在这些的问题面前得胜呢？
The story of David and the giant Goliath give us some great insights into how to win.
那么在撒母耳上记里面呢，所记载的有关这个大卫跟这个巨人哥利亚的这个征战的事情呢，可以让我们有所能够让我们学习到一些功课。If
you are not facing a giant today, you will someday.
如果你觉得你现在还没有遇见过像哥利亚这样的巨人的话呢，那么在以后你可能会遇见。So
here's the first rule for defeating giants.
所以呢。 第一个要怎么样来战胜巨人的第一个原则
？Let God fight for you.
就是让神来为你征战。
When you have a problem that is so big that you and all your friends and family cannot solve it.
当你碰到一些问题很大的时候呢，就是你的家人或者你的朋友都无法来帮助你解决。
This story was my favorite story in the Bible when I was a little boy.
那么这里所记载的这个大卫跟哥利亚的这么一个征战的故事呢，是牧师他从小就很喜欢的一个故事。
I made my poor mother read this story to me every night for years.
所以有好多年呢，他就叫他的妈妈每次在睡觉前读这个故事给他听。And
she would ask, "Can I read something else, please?"
那他妈妈会说，哎，我可不可以读另外一个故事给你听呢？
And I would say, yes, after you read David and Goliath.
那他就会，牧师会说，那可以你先读一下这个故事，然后再读别的。
So I'm very familiar with this story.
所以呢，牧师对这个故事呢，非常非常的熟悉。
Goliath was a warrior.
这个哥利亚是一个战士。
He had been trained in warfare since he was a small boy.
就从他开始小的时候呢，就已经训练要成为一个斗士。
He grew to be 9 feet tall.
他呢，这个长到的身高呢是九尺，也就是三米，差不多三米左右。Today,
he would play basketball in the NBA.
如果在今天呢，他可能就是NBA 这篮球队的这个一个强将。
His armor that he wore weighed 125 pounds.
他身上所穿的盔甲，重量达到150磅。
His spear would have reached from me to the first row of seats.
他的铜击也很长，可能就可以从这边可以伸到那个第一排那个那么长。
And the bronze tip of his spear weighed 15 pounds.
那铜击的这个头，这个矛的这个头啊，可以达到50磅之重。
He had a tremendous sword.
那他还有一根剑。
And he had a dagger that would make a sword for a normal sized man.
那这个他这个剑上面那个头呢，有可能就跟那个人一样的大。
Every day he would come out and taunt the army of Israel.
所以他每天都出来骂阵，来骂以色列的军队。
He would say, why are you lining up for battle? I'm the best soldier in our army, and all of you are in Saul's army. Choose your best soldier to come out and fight me, and if he can kill me, our people will be your slaves.
所以他就会说，你们为什么在这边列队干什么呢？你们不是来征战吗？你们不是以色列人吗？那我是腓利士人，我在这边，你们来吧。
Do your problems ever mock you at night?
那我们平常在我们的生活里面所碰到的困难，会不会在晚上的时候也类似的来对我们挑战呢？
Late at night when you start to worry, you think, I can't defeat this.
那在深夜的时候，当你醒来的时候，你会不会在想？
I don't even know who could help me. This is a terrible problem, and I think I'm going to be defeated.
所以呢，这样的一个问题呢，我们就会想说，我们不可能能够胜过他。
And this is like a tape recording in your mind that just keeps playing and playing and playing.
所以这个问题呢，就像一个那个录音机。 在我们的耳边呢，一直在放，就是连续不断的来告诉我们，说呢，我们碰到这样的一个问题是无法克服的。
The giant would come twice a day and make fun of King Saul and God's army.
所以这个巨人哥利亚就会一天两次都来骂阵，来骂以色列人，来骂这个扫罗这个所带领的军队。
When you're threatened by something, what do you normally do?
那当有一些东西让我们感到害怕的时候，我们怎么回应呢？
Some of us say, this isn't really my fight, and we just go hide.
那有的人可以说，这样的战争不值得我去打，我呢还干脆躲起来吧。
Some of us give up before the battle begins and say, God, why did you make me so weak?
那有的人就是说还没有跟这个困难征战的时候就已经放弃了，然后还埋怨神说，神啊，你为什么给我这么大的困难呢？
But we deny the problem and run from the problem.
所以呢，我们就可以说是否认有这样的问题，我们呢就躲。
After 12 verses, the writer of 1 Samuel 17 changed the subject.
那从这个撒母耳记上的17章的12节之后呢，这个作者撒母耳呢就换了一个话题。
For the next 40 verses, he stopped talking about Goliath and started talking about David.
So, 接下来的40节的这个经文呢，就不谈哥利亚，而是谈大卫。
David is a young, maybe in his teens or 20s.
大卫这个时候很年轻，可能是十几二十岁左右。
He was a shepherd.
他是一个牧羊人。
Shepherds were considered the very bottom of the economic, social system in Israel. They were like the people who sweep the parking lot at McDonald's. Even by the New Testament, a shepherd was not allowed to testify in court.
就是在新约圣经里面呢，我们看到说这个牧羊人呢，甚至不能在法庭上作证。They
spent all their time in the wilderness. What did they know?
因为他们每天就是在旷野里面放羊，他们能够知道什么事吗？
So David would have been the youngest and least responsible of his father's sons.
所以呢，大卫在他父亲的八个儿子里面呢，是最小，而且呢是他所承担的责任最少的一个儿子。
But when David was feeling invisible and unimportant, he learned some essential things.
但是呢，在大卫这样的一个好像被人所不注意，被在人看来是不值得注意的这么一个时期， 那么他呢却学到了一个很大的一个功课。
Do you ever feel invisible and unimportant?
你会不会曾经觉得你自己好像人家从来不受人关注，甚至呢也呢这个在人的眼中并不重要。
The first secret of David's success is what he learned when he was a nobody.
那么这个大卫呢，他所能给我们的功课就是，当他在这样一个不引人注意、非常不重要的时候呢，他去学到了他所应该学的功课。
God sent bears and lions to attack the sheep that David protected.
神呢就派的这些熊啊，这些狮子啊。来这个攻击他所牧养的这些羊群，所以呢，让大卫呢能够来回应。
If you're a shepherd boy out in the wilderness by yourself and you're facing a lion, there's something really important to learn first.
那如果说你是一个牧羊的一个年轻人，一个小孩，那么当这个狮子来攻击你的羊群的时候呢，那么有一个非常重要的一件事你需要做的。
If God doesn't help you kill this lion, you're going to die.
要么就是神帮你把这个狮子打死，要么呢就是你自己也要死的。
After God taught him that, then God sent a bear to attack the sheep.
那么这个送了这个狮子来试炼他之后呢，又有这个bear 就是熊又来攻击了。
The bear was bigger than the lion.
那熊更大，更比这个狮子更强壮。
David had learned to pray and sing God's praise when no one was near him.
那么现在这个时候，你看在他的周围没有任何人，也没有人能够帮助他，所以他就只好来到神的面前来祷告。
So when the bear came, David attacked the bear.
所以那个熊来的时候，他这个大卫呢就去攻击这个熊。
But he was praying that God would kill the bear.
但是呢，他向神祷告，求神来把这个熊击死。
So when David saw a 9-foot tall giant, he thought, this is not such a big problem.
所以当大卫看到这个三米高的这个巨人的时候呢，他觉得这不是一个大问题。
It's a big problem for me or you, but it's not a big problem for God.
可能对我们在座的每个人来说，这是一个很大的问题，但是对于大卫来讲呢，这对于神来讲，这不是一个大问题。
So David said to King Saul, Your Majesty, this Philistine shouldn't turn us into cowards. I'll go out and fight him myself.
所以大卫对扫罗说，人都不必因那非利士人胆怯，你的仆人要去与那非利士人战斗。
He said, I have killed lions and bears that way, and I can kill this worthless Philistine. He shouldn't have made fun of the army of the living God.
他说呢，我在牧羊的时候呢，我这个将这个来攻击的狮子跟熊都打死了，那我一样的能够打死这个腓力斯人，他不应该来到我们这里来跟我们以神的军队来骂阵。
Sometimes when you're facing an insurmountable problem, other people will try to help you.
那有时候我们碰到一个我们自己无法解决的问题的时候呢，可能我们旁边的一些人想来帮助我们。
And they'll say to you, oh, if you just had my bank account, this really wouldn't be that big a problem for you.
他们可能会跟你讲，哦，那你用我的这个银行账户吧，那应该会帮你解决问题。
Or they'll say, I know somebody that can heal what's wrong with you right now.
或者说，我可以找到一个可能可以医治你身体哪个地方那个不适之处。
Saul said to young David, all you need is my armor and you can defeat this giant.
那么这个扫罗王呢？听到说大卫他要去征战的时候，他说：“哦，那我给你我的盔甲，那你就可以胜过了。”
And he tried that. He put all of his heavy armor on young David and his helmet and his sword.
所以呢，他这个扫罗王呢，就把他自己的这个盔甲、头盔，还有他的这个战剑，就要给大卫穿上。
But David had learned an important thing when he was with the sheep in the wilderness.
但是呢，大卫已经在旷野放羊的时候学到了一个很重要的一个事情。
You don't defeat undefeatable enemies because you have good weapons.
但是他认为，就是我们要去胜过那个看起来无法胜过的巨人、巨大困难的时候呢，不是用这些武器。
You don't defeat life's problems because you have a big bank account.
不是因为你银行账户里面有很多钱就能解决你生活中的问题。
You can't always fight a disease because you know a great doctor.
那也不是说你要治好 你身上的这个毛病也不是说因为你认识一个很好的医生就能够做到。
David was going to take what God had given him, which was very little.
那么大卫呢，将使用神所给他的。
He had a sling that was made from two long strings with a little pouch in the middle.
那么他所有的只不过是一个弓弹。
Go ahead.And you put a stone in the pouch, and you would swing it around and around and let it go, and usually kill a rabbit to eat for dinner.
那么他这个弹弓很比较特殊，是一个用甩的，然后放一个石头里面进去以后就甩甩甩，以后甩出去就可能够把这个巨人打死。
It was a boy's slingshot.
所以这是我们男孩子喜欢玩的一个像我们中国的弹弓一样的一个小玩具。
And he had a shepherd's staff, and that was just a long stick.
然后他这有还有另外他所有的就是一个牧羊人用的那个鞭子，可是呢那个也是很短。
And so one of the things when I grew up in West Virginia, we had bears there.
那么牧师他小时候是在西弗吉尼亚州长大的，那么那个地方也有熊。
If somebody was really crazy, they would tell him that guy would fight a bear with a stick.
所以如果说他们有人就是很调皮捣蛋的时候，人家就会说，哦，这个人呢，他可能能够用一个很小的东西能打死这个熊。
But it didn't matter that David just had a sling and a stick.
那么这个大卫呢，他虽然手中所拥有的只不过是这个弹弓跟这个牧羊的这个鞭子，但是呢，他觉得这样就够了，没问题。
God was going to fight for him.
因为他明白。神要为他征战。
David said to the giant, "You've come out to fight me with a sword and a spear and a dagger, but I've come out to fight you in the name of the Lord, all powerful. He is God of Israel's army, and you have insulted him."
大卫对腓力士人说：“你来攻击我是靠着刀枪和铜戟，我来攻击你是靠着万军之耶和华的名，就是你所怒骂带领以色列军队的神。”
David fought, but God killed the giant.
虽然看起来是大卫去征战，但实际上是神杀死了这个巨人。
So if you're facing a big problem now, you need to pray and ask God to defeat the problem.
所以今天当你遇到很大在生活中遇到很大的困难的时候呢，你一定要让神来为你征战，来克服这个困难。
Here's the second thing I can learn from David.
那么从大卫的故事里面呢，我们还可以学到另外一个功课。
Stop focusing all of your attention on the problem and your own limited resources.
不要定睛在，不要老去把思想集中在我们所面临的问题跟我们所拥有的很有限的资源。
That's a problem that everyone has when we're frightened and in trouble.
当我们害怕的时候，我们常常会犯这样的错误。
They tell me, if someone threatens you with a knife or a pistol, all you can see is the knife or the pistol.
因为当有人拿着一个手枪或者是一个匕首来对逼着你的时候呢，你所能看见的就是那个手枪跟那个匕首。
People ask you, well, how tall was the man with the pistol? And you said, I don't know. The pistol was really big.
有人问你说，那个持着这个枪或者匕首来威胁你的时候的那个人，他多高呢？那你可能会想，哦，我根本不知道，根本我没有去注意。
Did the man have long hair or short hair? I don't know, but the pistol looked really big.
这个人他的头发长还是短呢？你会说啊，我根本不知道，因为我所看到就是那把枪跟那个匕首。
When you're faced with a class you cannot pass or a bad diagnosis, all you want to think about is that.
当你想说你这个有个很难学的一个功课。考试会不会通过啊？或者是我们身上有一个疾病，到底会不会医治好啊？这样的一些问题的时候呢，我们可能常常会很关注这样的一些问题。
When your heart is broken and you lost your job, the thing they think about all night is, I lost my job. My heart is broken.
那当你就是失业的时候，心里非常的伤心，可能你整个晚上在思考的就是这个失去的工作以及你这个心灵的伤痛。
Saul and his army were terrified because all they could see was how big this giant was.
那么这个以色列的王扫罗以及他的这个整个的军队看到这个巨人的时候呢，他们都非常的害怕。
All they could think about was what terrible weapons he carried and how bad it would be to be struck with his spear.
然后呢，他们所这个思想所集中的、所关注的，就是看到这个巨人手里所拿的武器，以及想象说，我们如果这个武器被那个武器啊、这个砍了之后呢，将是一个什么样的结局？
Now I'm going to share a very surprising truth from this story.
然后呢，牧师现在要跟大家来分享从这个在这个故事里面呢，让我们感到非常吃惊的一个事情。
The giant, the insurmountable problem I am facing, is not even my real problem.
Oh, 这个里头故事里面所讲这个巨人的问题呢，可能还不是我们真正的问题。
My real problem is my lack of faith.
我们真正的问题呢，是我们缺少信心。
I'm terrified because I'm not trusting God.
我会害怕，因为呢，我没有真正的完全来信靠神。
The thing that's defeating me and killing me is my own unbelief.
所以呢，这个啊，胜过我或者甚至打死我的，是我们对神的信心的不足。
That's the enemy that we have to defeat.
这个呢，才是我们真正要战胜的敌人。
Jesus said in Matthew 16:24 to his disciples, "If any of you want to be my followers, you must forget about yourself, and you must take up your cross and follow me."
所以呢，耶稣在马太福音十二章里面，他就跟十六章里面，他就跟他的门徒说若有人要跟从我，就要放下他自己，然后呢，来背起他的十字架来跟随我。
So the problem is not I don't have any money, or the person I love doesn't love me, or any of the other things. The problem is I don't trust God to help me.
所以呢，我们的问题并不是我们没有钱呐、或者说我爱的人他不爱我了。这样的一些问题，而是我们对神啊缺乏信心。
A man came to a pastor friend of mine to tell him a really sad story.
有个人呢，来到这个我们这个田牧师他的一个朋友也是牧师来这边来咨询。
He said, "Pastor, I've lost my company that I own. I've lost all my money, and I've lost my home."
所以他跟这牧师讲，他说我这个失去了我的公司可能就破产了。然后呢，失去所有的钱，连家都没有了。
With tears coming down his face, he said, "Pastor, I've lost everything."
他这个眼泪流在脸上，然后跟牧师说我已经失去了一切所有。
My friend asked him, "Is your wife still with you?"
那么这个牧师就问这个那个人，他说那是不是你的太太还跟你在一起呢
？He said, "Well, yes."
他说也是的。
He said, "Are your children still with you?"
那是不是你的孩子也跟你在一起呢
？He said, "Yes, they won't leave."
他说啊，是的，他们还跟我在一起。
He said, "Has God abandoned you?"
他问说，那神有没有离弃你呢
？And the man said, "No, God hasn't abandoned me."
这个人说没有，神没有离弃我。
So my pastor's friend said, "You've still got the three most important things in your life."
所以这牧师就跟他说，那你还拥有生命里面最重要的三个东西。
You haven't lost everything.
所以你并没有失去你所有。
And who gave you your business when you had a business?
那当你有一个很好的生意的时候，是谁给你的呢
？He said, "Well, God gave it to me."
那他回答说是神给我的。
Who gave you the money when you had your money?
他又问说，那当你有钱的时候，那些钱是谁给你呢
？He said, "God gave me the money."
他说是神给的。
Who gave you your house?
那当你有房子的时候，是谁给的呢
？God gave me the house.
他说神给的。
He said, "Well." God can give you another house and another company and another more money.
那牧师就跟那个人说，他说，那神可以再给你一个公司，再给你一个房子，再给你钱。
Why don't you trust him?
为什么你不来信靠他呢？
Now you see that if we focus on the problem, we'll be defeated.
所以呢，你看，我们如果是定睛在这我们的问题上面呢，我们就被胜过。
And that's my last point. You need to focus on God's love and His power.
但是我们应当定睛在这个神的爱、神的能力上面。
Contrast the response of David to this giant and the response of Saul and the army.
我们来比较一下这个以色列王扫罗跟大卫对这个巨人，就是个巨人哥利亚的这个不同的回应。
King Saul and all the soldiers just hid from the giant.
那么这个扫罗王跟他的军队。都非常害怕，都躲起来。
David said, "Who does this unbeliever think he is to challenge God?"
那么大卫出来，他说：“这个
We struggle from bad theology.
所以呢,我们呢, 是常常会在这个, 神学上的挣扎, 这个问题。
Do you know how all-powerful and loving God is?
我们是否意识到我们的神是多么的有大能?
Nothing in the universe is even a challenge for God.
那么在宇宙里面的宇宙间没有任何一个事能够向我们神挑战。
No matter what my problem is, God is so much infinitely bigger than my problem.
不论我们遇到什么样的问题, 神是如此的知道, 跟这个问题本身是没有法比较。
Paul said, in everything, we have won more than a victory because of Christ who loves us. I am sure that nothing can separate us from God's love, not life or death or angels or spirits, not the present or the future, not powers above or powers below. Nothing in all creation can separate us from God's love for us in Christ Jesus our Lord.
所以保罗在罗马书第八章说，然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了，因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
When you're awake at night and afraid and thinking about your problem, stop.
当我们半夜醒来的时候，在想着我们所面临的各种问题，在开始烦恼忧伤的时候呢，我们应当停止忧伤。
Get out of bed and get out your Bible and start to read it.
你可以起来, 去找你的, 圣经来读一段圣经的话语。
Focus your attention on how big and loving God is.
来思想神是多么的，神的能力是多大，并且他是多么的爱我们。
Ask God to help you trust him more.
然后呢, 祈求神来帮助我们更多的信靠他。
Look at your resources that you have.
然后呢, 再想想你所拥有的资源。
One time, my wife and I had a total of $6.75, and that was all the money we had in the world.
有一次牧师跟他太太他们所拥有的不过是六毛七十五分。
And we had a big stack of
六块七十五分,
stack of bills on the kitchen table.
所以呢,这好像是有一打,就是一折,一叠的这个钞票。
So we held hands and prayed and asked God to pay our bills.
所以呢,他就用这样的钱呢,去想去付他的账单。
And I can't even remember how it happened, but all the bills were paid.
但是呢,在不知不觉中,也不知道什么事情怎么样发生的,但是呢,他所有的账单都付清了。
All of us feel uncertain and powerless and weak sometimes.
所以呢,有时候我们常常会感觉到我们呢是非常的软弱,我们的敌人呢非常的强大。
That's actually an advantage.
可是呢,你们要意识到,这个对我们来讲呢,确实是一个对我们很有帮助的事情。
In James 4:6, it says, God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble.
在雅各书4章6节里面讲,他说神是... 恼怒,反对他的人,但是呢,却偏爱谦虚的人。
Faith in Jesus Christ is the only weapon a Christian needs.
所以呢,我们要依靠对神有信心来信靠他,这是我们作为基督徒一个唯一的武器。
God taught this to the Apostle Paul.
所以神呢,跟保罗,跟这个使徒保罗是这么说的。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 and 10, God said to Paul, My kindness is all you need. My power is the strongest when you are weak. And if Christ keeps on giving me his power, I will gladly brag about how weak I am. Yes, I'm glad to be weak or insulted or mistreated or to have troubles and sufferings if it is for Christ, because when I am weak, then I am strong.
因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力比覆庇我。我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、急难、逼迫，因为因苦为可喜乐的。因我在什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
If someone tells you you need surgery and you're afraid, just go ahead and have the surgery.
如果有人告诉你说你需要做个手术，那你很害怕呢？不要害怕，就尽管去做。
Trust God to help the surgeon.
信靠神，他会来帮助这个医生。
If there's someone who dislikes you, go ahead and express God's love to that person.
如果有个人呢，他不喜欢你，你呢就应该来主动的来把这个神的爱来跟他分享。
You think if I treat him well, he'll just be even meaner to me.
你可能会想说，我对他好，那可能对我更糟糕。
But trust God and be nice anyway.
那没有关系，你就相信神，信靠神，你就还是这样去做。
As David grew closer and closer to the giant, you know, the giant looked bigger and bigger.
你想象的话，当大卫这个越来越靠近这个巨人哥利亚的时候呢，那么这个巨人呢就显得越来越大。
But no matter how big the giant looked, he never looked bigger than God.
但是无论他显得多大，但是他从来不会比神大。
Here's my final tip for you.
所以呢，牧师在这给大家一个最后的劝告。
You have a choice.
你能够选择。
You can either have a little God and big problems.
你可以说把神看得很小，把你的问题看得很大。
Or you can have little problems and a big God.
或者呢，会反过来，你可以反过来，就是把你的问题看得很小，然后呢，认定我们的神非常的大。
You choose when you decide where to put your trust.
那么呢，你可以有这样的选择，你必须做出这样的选择，然后呢，并且因此呢来投入你的信心。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, thank you for being omnipotent.
天上的神，我们感谢你，你赐给我们这样的一个教训。
Thank you for loving every one of us so much that you would fight for us.
谢谢你，你如此爱我们，你呢随时都为我们征战。
You proved this when your Son Jesus Christ died on the cross for us.
你借着耶稣基督在十字架上死，就向我们完全的显明。
Father, if we will stop trying to fight our own battles and let you fight for us, you will win.
当我们放下我们自己停止我们自己想用自己的能力来征战，而让你来为我们征战的时候呢，你就必然引领我们得胜。
Take away our fear and replace it with faith.
拿去我们心中的恐惧，把更大的信心放在我们的心中。
Help us to trust you, no matter what problem we have in life.
真是帮助我们，不论面对多大的问题，我们都来信靠你。
Help us to declare like David did that God is going to defeat this giant.
帮助我们来像大卫一样来向世人宣告，你必要带领我们胜过这个巨人。
And then we can sleep well at night.
所以呢，我们晚上就能够睡得好。
Thank you for fighting for us.
我们谢谢你为我们征战。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.